Let's go now to the Israel-Gaza border, where Palestinian health officials say Israeli forces have killed more than 58 Palestinians and injured thousands. Tens of thousands of protesters had gathered on the Palestinian side of the border to protest against the opening of the new US embassy in Jerusalem. Israeli officials have now provided more detail about the airstrikes that they say were aimed at preventing Hamas launching terrorist attacks. It's the single bloodiest day for Palestinians since the 2014 Gaza conflict, and the violence has prompted one expert on the region to declare that a two-state solution is dead. Jonathan Hare has our report.
It was all smiles from the US Vice President Mike Pence at an Israel independence celebration in Washington, D.C.
On this big day for Israel, we say Mazel Tov.
Despite the deadly violence taking place a world away on the Israel-Gaza border after the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem.
From King David's time to our own, President Trump has now etched his name into the ineffaceable story of Jerusalem. And as the president said just this morning, today is nothing less than a great day for Israel.
The Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, tweeted details about airstrikes in northern Gaza, its response to the border protests, which it claims were incited by the militant group Hamas.
In response to the terror activity, aircraft conducted strikes on 11 terror targets in one of Hamas's military compounds in northern Gaza. Additionally, IDF tanks targeted two Hamas terror posts. The IDF will continue to prevent mass terror attacks.
The exact numbers of people killed or wounded in the clashes are yet to be confirmed, but at least 58 protesters are reportedly dead and 2,700 are injured. The bloodiest day in Gaza for years.
Those are remarkable numbers, so it's quite worrisome. And it seems as if the Israeli government has no plan whatsoever to deal with these protests except through incredibly heavy-handed use of force.
That's Michael Waheed Hanna, a senior fellow at the Century Foundation think tank in the United States. He focuses on U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East and says the two-state solution is dead.
There has always been a sense that if you reached a two-state solution, Jerusalem would be the shared capital of Israel and a Palestinian state. There's no other outcome for a two-state solution that could be sustainable over time, except that one. And of course, that is something that would have to be negotiated. And clearly, the United States now is not acting in any kind of semblance of a neutral arbiter. The United States is a partisan actor on one side of this conflict.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has labelled the violence genocide.
No matter from what side, whether from the United States or Israel, I curse this humanitarian plight, this genocide. I apologise, but I also curse those who remain silent in the face of this incident.
Michael Waheed Hanna says he doesn't see the situation on the border improving soon.
It seems to have taken on a momentum, and there are no outside players really who seem to be urging restraint. U.S. statements today seem to throw all blame on Hamas. The press spokesman from the White House seemed to equate what happened today as a provocation from Hamas with no message whatsoever of restraint on the part of Israeli forces. I would guess that these protests will continue and that the violence will continue as well.
That's Michael Waheed Hanna from the Century Foundation, ending that report from Jonathan Hare.